sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? I'm telling you, it's just another wonderful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? As Mr. Rogers always said, it's just another wonderful day in the neighborhood. Anyway, listen, what's going on today, huh? What's rocking and rolling out there in good old USSA? Lots of things happening. I actually have another guest lined up for today. We were going to do some more talking about fish, but I'm not sure if my guest forgot he was supposed to be on with me or not, so we're going to try to hook him up, and then we will, we might bring him on and talk about fish, or else I'll just have to talk to myself about a lot of things. So, first off, listen, now, somebody sent me something, and this is rather interesting. This is one of the latest of Dear Leaders executive orders. Okay, now, this is rather interesting what he says in his latest executive order, and it was just posted up on his whitehouse.gov website Friday, you know, probably like after everybody went home for the day. You know what I mean? Anyway, this is a pretty interesting thing. It's kind of a blueprint for peacetime martial law. And it gives the president the power to take just about anything he deems necessary for the national defense. Ooh, baby. Whatever they decide that is. What is the national defense? I don't know. Is it labeling all kinds of people who are opposed to communism and the commies that are in power? Is that would that be a rationale, do you think, for them implementing this peacetime martial law? I don't know. Who have they labeled as terrorists? Let's see. Let me see if I can remember who has been labeled as a terrorist to date. Let's see. Tea Party people returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan. Followers of Congressman Ron Paul. Pastor Chuck Baldwin. People who believe in the First Amendment. People who believe in the Second Amendment. People who believe in the Constitution. Wow. Hey, Tea Party people, did I say them yet? Well, they're on that list too. Though many of them may not get it, may not know it, may not understand it because the Tea Party has been taken over by those corrupt, evil people. Because, see, when you get all the way to the top, the game players are the same group of people. They just call themselves different names. That's all. They just call themselves different names, but it's the same group of people, even though they may call themselves Democrats or they may call themselves Republicans. They're the same group of people at the top, and they just hustle all of us, what would be deemed the unwashed masses, right? Because it's so easy to do. It really is. It's so easy to do, but so all you got to do is wrap something in the American flag and yell patriotism. And we're right there, boy. We are right there. So anyway, so this executive order that he signed, let's see. It gives the president and specifically designated secretaries have the authority to commandeer all domestic U.S. resources, including food and water. The executive order also states that the president and his secretaries have the authority to seize all transportation, energy, and infrastructure inside the United States, as well as forcibly induct, draft American citizens into the military. The EO executive order also contains a vague reference in regards to harnessing American citizens to fulfill labor requirements for the purposes of national defense. Not only that, but the authority claimed inside the executive order does not only apply to national emergencies in times of war, it also applies in peace times. Well, la-dee-da. How do you like them apples, huh? Where do you think we're heading with this latest EO? I don't know. I suppose one could use their imagination, or we could learn from the past, maybe. We could learn from history, right? History around the world. You know what I mean? When you have them dictatorial kind of regimes, the kind of stuff that happens. You know what I mean? Nothing good. Anyway, so let's see what are some of the tenets of this latest executive order. All right, let's see. It says in Section 201, Priorities and Allocations Authorities. The executive order explains that the authority for the actions described in the opening paragraph rests with the president, but is now delegated to the various secretaries of the U.S. federal government. The list of delegations and the responsibility of the secretaries as provided in this section are as follows. The Secretary of Agriculture with respect to food resources, food resource facilities, livestock resources, veterinary resources, plant health resources, and the domestic distribution of farm equipment and commercial fertilizer. You know, that makes me think about how when the Soviet Union, when they took all of the farm equipment and the utensils for farming away from the Ukrainian people, the people living in the Ukraine, and which led to a starvation of about 12 million people died in a couple of years. I think it was like, I can't remember what the years that was. I want to say, I don't know if it was 32 to 34 or 42 to 44. I don't remember. I don't know. But anyway, look it up. You'll see how many millions of people were starved to death because what the government did when it did the same type of thing, well, it took all the farm equipment. It took all of their seeds. It took all of their food. It left the people. They even took their pots and pans. It left them with absolutely nothing, nothing. And so consequently, about 12 million people just in the Ukraine alone starved. So if you look at like the history of the world from 1917 onward, they killed off the communists, starting with the Jewish Bolsheviks and the Bolshevik Revolution. They killed off, altogether, I don't know, 170 million people died when you consider the communism and the things that were allowed to take place here right under the nose of the Americans. And we knew all what was going on, too. We really did. We knew exactly what the Bolsheviks were doing, and we looked the other way. I mean, don't you guys remember that picture of Stalin and FDR and Churchill sitting together in Malta? Yeah, we knew what he was up to. We knew what Trotsky was up to and Kerensky and all those other scumbag Bolsheviks. We knew exactly what they were doing, and we did nothing about it. Oh, praise America and the American flag, right? My apple pie, let's all sing the Pledge of Allegiance. It's a wonderful thing. Yeah, we watched all of that stuff go down. Yes, we did, and they starved millions, killed off millions, brutalized. Oh, what the Jewish Bolsheviks did to those people, how they tortured them, it was is just beyond, you do your own research, and you'll come to the truth yourself, all right? Really. It's about time that we allowed the truth to set us free, don't you think, gang? I certainly do. Anyway, so let's get back to this latest executive order. So they'll be able to take over all the farm equipment. Where will that go? What will happen then? What do you think happens then when the government, as it did then in the Ukraine, commandeered, takes all of the farm equipment? How much food will you really have? Do you really think, as these nitwits think here in the ghetto of Philly, when they're cleaning out some lot that's laden with trash that people threw there, when they are cleaning out this little lot in the city and they think, oh, they're going to turn it into this wonderful organic little farm. Oh, it'll be wonderful. It'll grow so much food. Do you really think you're going to be able to grow enough food to feed yourself if we don't have commercial farming in this country? Hello? Ain't going to happen. But what will happen? Millions will be starved to death. Millions! Millions! Of course, they want to decrease the world's population by 85%, so that's certainly one way to rock and roll into that, isn't it? Yes, it is. Let's see. What else here? The Secretary of Energy with respect to all forms of energy. So that's the delegation of their authority. This will give the Secretary of Energy with respect to all forms of energy. So what are some of the forms of energy that we have? Well, let's see. Hydropower. We've got all the dams, and they're currently working on taking down a lot of those. That's their goal. Got to get rid of that clean energy. Whatever you do, can't have any of that stuff hanging around. Ooh, baby, no. Got to get rid of clean energy. Got to get rid of that. Let's see, wind power. Well, not much energy is really generated off of those, but you do have wind power out there. There are some windmills hanging around. Let's see, solar energy. How much energy do we really get off of solar energy? And then we've got our coal-fired electric plants, which provide the majority of energy, electricity used here in this country. So let's take control of all forms of energy. That'll be the Secretary of Energy's job. And then the Secretary of Health and Human Resources, or Human Services, rather, with respect to health resources. Now, we know that they want to kill off 85% of us. So how do we do that when it comes to the health care game, huh? I'll be back in three, and we'll talk about that. Novel, marvelous stuff they've got planned for all you, all of us. Ooh, it's just the future's looking bright. I just can't wait.
First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Hi, it's Maxine, the Orion Talk Radio spokeschick, letting you know that now when you make a donation to help support programming and the network, we'll send you one of our awesome Orion Talk Radio t-shirts. These are high-quality beefy tees with the Orion Talk Radio Network logo on the front, so you can help spread the word about the network and look good at the same time. So take a moment to check it out on our homepage at OrionTalkRadio.com. This is Max. Talk to you soon.
Listening to Orion News Talk is even easier to do with your smartphone.
Yo, check it out.
If your cell phone accepts software apps, the best way to listen to your favorite radio is with TalkStream Live or TuneIn Radio. Just download the app and then do a search for Orion Talk Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take us with you wherever you go. At work, the gym, at the store, or on the road. Anywhere you need to go, we'll be with you. Orion News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
Jackie Wilson said it was written T. Kind of love you got to knock me off my feet. Let it all hang back.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the unsolicited opinion. Anyway, so when we went to break, I was talking about how the Secretary of Health and Human Resources, or Human Services, rather, will have control of all health resources. Well, what is a health resource anyway? Is it the doctors and nurses? Is it the medicine? Is it the hospitals? Is it the nursing homes? Is it the clinics? Yeah, all of the above. Yep. All of those things. Is it I mentioned the medicine. Yeah, so it would be. Of course, pharmaceutical companies makes lots of money. They do make a lot of money. So, Yeah, though it's always a win-win situation. You know, it's just like when we go to war. It's always a win-win situation for the globalists because they provide the bombs to both sides of the war. How do you like that? They fund both sides. They don't care who wins because they're making money either way. And anyway, they control it all, so it doesn't make any difference to them. Capitalism or communism, it's all the same as far as they're concerned. They do business with everybody. They really are it all because they control it all. They own it all. They really do. Who was it? It's a guest that I have on. In fact, he'll be on with me tomorrow. I can't even think of his name right now. It escapes me. But anyway, wrote a book, Ronald McDonald. They own it all, including you. He's right. They do. They own us all. But anyway, so we got the Secretary of Health and Human Services who will have control of all the healthcare resources. And then the Secretary of Transportation. He'll control all forms of civil transportation. Right? There you go. Now, what's that? Well, that's all the roads. That's the buses. That's the trains. I guess they'd throw in cars in there, too, wouldn't they? Secretary of Defense with respect to water resources. Interesting, huh? Can't live too long without water. About 3 days. Then you're kind of on your way to saying that goodnight. To singing goodnight, Irene, goodnight. There you go. No water, you're done like a duck's dinner. And the Secretary of Commerce with respect to all other material services and facilities, including construction materials. So, there you go. It's the latest executive order. How do you feel? How do you feel about that? Doesn't it just warm the cockles of your heart? Yeah, it does. But this is where our nation is going. And no one seems to be doing a whole hell of a lot about it, really. I mean, there are those of us who are on alternative media who try to be the, I don't know. Town crier, I guess you could call it, right? We try to be the town crier. Try to give information out there, hoping that someone will take that information and pass it on to someone else. And, you know, it'll kind of be like when a story is told and it's whispered down the lane. Well, we're hoping that some of this information will get out to other people. Because, you know, you can't rely on the mainstream media to tell you much of anything related to this at all, really. And even if they put it out there, it doesn't mean anything to them. You know, they'll put it out there and they'll try to deny that it means what it means. They'll say, oh, no, it doesn't mean this. It means that. No, it doesn't mean that. It means this. You know how it goes. They're wordsmiths or masters of the game. They truly are. I mean, in a sense, that I suppose if one was to admire sinister sinister natures or how cunning someone can be. You'd have to admire the perfection. They have perfected being cunning. And I don't think I said that sentence exactly right. However, you guys get the idea. You have to, in a sense, you have to think, wow, these people have, they're very cunning. And sinister and stealthy. They cover all the bases. They really do. They really do. It's really amazing. It's really amazing. What's even more amazing, though, is how naive the American people still remain and how ignorant we still remain and how much we steadfastly refuse to face facts. Truly. Truly, it really is the truth. It's like the kid who's the child of an alcoholic. They are loyal to that individual, even though that loyalty is entirely undeserved. They are loyal no matter what. And it's the same kind of principle, the American people. We refuse to look at what's right in front of us. Refuse to. And it really kind of pisses me off, to be honest with you, because, you know, I know a lot of people in Tea Party groups and they just go on with the same old crap. And they spend their time inviting these speakers to come to their meetings or let's raise funds for this Republican candidate and that Republican candidate. And all they do is push the same crap. They are purveyors of crap. And so they don't bother to look at the hand behind the curtain. They just go along leading the sheep in the same direction. Oh, let's take a bus down to D.C. and protest what? Doesn't do any good. You can take a bus down there from now until hell freezes over. It isn't going to change a damn thing. But they waste their money doing that instead of pooling those resources and buying a billboard. How about that? Or pooling those resources, what does it cost to rent a bus from Philadelphia to D.C.? I don't know. Let's say probably $1,500, $2,000. Take a little bus ride down to D.C. How about taking that $2,000 and buying $2,000 worth of handouts and print out some stuff? Put some truth down on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper and start handing that out. You want to do something useful? Or how about take that $2,000 and buy some advertisements on some of the local radio stations, huh? Why not buy an ad? $2,000 will buy an ad in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Buy that. No, let's waste our time going down to D.C. because, oh, baby, it feels so good. You know what I mean? It's like, what is it they say? You know, you keep hitting your head against a brick wall, but it feels so good when I stop. That's why I keep doing it. That's kind of the same thought process, I think, is going on with a lot of these nitwits who keep doing the same thing. You know, they were rushing in 2010. Oh, okay, 2010 is going to be the year for us. And so they got a handful of people elected who claimed to be Tea Party candidates. They wanted to preserve freedom and liberty, right? Well, look at where we are. No, 2012 will be the year for us. It's all going to happen in 2012. Please wake up, America. The game is rigged. Don't you get it? I don't know when people are going to wake up. I really don't. I do not know when they're going to wake up. But I want to talk about, I'm going to get back talking about food here because, I like food. And I want to talk about some of these occupiers. I was reading this article in one of the Philly papers that some of the occupiers, you know, like them Occupy Wall Street people. Well, these were the Occupy Philly people. They were setting down some new roots. They've got an article here. They were setting down new roots. And so what were they doing? Well, they had decided to, these were volunteers from two different groups. Philly Food Forests is one of them. Philly Food Forests. You getting the name yet? Well, they decided to go to this empty lot and with another group that calls themselves Occupy Vacant Lots. Occupy Vacant Lots, even though in this article it does mention, however, that these vacant lots that they're occupying are privately owned vacant lots. Anyway, they're cleaning them up, and oh, that's wonderful, because it's always good when you clean up the trash out of the ghetto, right? We clean up the trash in the city. Cleaning up the lots is a good thing. Anyway, so now what they think they're going to do with these, with the Philly Food Forests, their grassroots groups, they say, and they're going to turn the vacant lots into organic gardens. Oh, it's just going to be wonderful. And then they said they'd survey the neighbors to learn what kind of food they like. I would like to know. You know, I've had a couple of guests on that farm, and I actually have a farmer who calls my show regularly, and he's up in New Brunswick, up in Canada. And I've wanted to know exactly how much could one anticipate. Now, this is someone who knows how to farm, you know, someone who really understands how to farm, not like the weekend farmer who goes out in his backyard and plants a little area of with some tomato plants they got from Home Depot or something. You get a few of those tomato plants, and then you dig up a little of the dirt in a, you know, like a 5x7 patch of dirt or something like that, and you're going to be the weekend farmer. I'm talking about people who actually farm to produce something that they could sell, you know, earn a living on it. Somebody who's really got a vested interest in the outcome, because to eat, you need to earn a living based upon the crops that you produced. You know, that kind of a thought process. Anyway, I'm very curious, and I haven't, I don't know if I guess I've asked the question, but it's got so many different factors associated with it. I'd really like to know how much food one thinks one could produce off these lots here in the city of Philadelphia, and how many people would eat. Now, I planted some tomatoes, and I've said this before on the air. I planted some tomatoes last year, and very few of them actually grew to a point where you could eat them. Very few of them grew at all. It was a bad year for tomatoes in my backyard. And so what happens if one thinks that they're going to be, which ultimately that is the goal, you know, we will have a food shed, which we will be getting all the food and all the clothing on our back, the fiber, within a 100-mile radius of our house. Our the green ghetto we're going to be living in, the slums we'll be living in, which, of course, they call them smart growth cities. Smart growth is a new name for slums. The slums that we'll be living in, well, we'll be living and eating and getting all our food and our fiber from within a 100-mile radius. So I just wonder how much food really grows. You know what I mean? And if you have a bad year, crop failures do happen. You know, you get some, oh, I don't know. What have we had? Locusts? Get drought? Get some kind of pestilence going on? You get some kind of boll weevils attack cotton? I mean, you get some kind of a critter out there who goes gangbusters on your field and, you know, there's nothing left. And so you can't make much money on it, but few people eat from that failed crop either. Do they? So I'm just curious, these are young kids, oh, as enthusiastic as they are, because we're always enthusiastic when we're young and dumb, because enthusiasm goes along with being young and dumb. It's part of the deal in life. You know what I mean? It's old too soon and smart too late. You know, that's why they say youth is wasted on the young. You really should be born old and then, you know, die young, I think. You know, do it in reverse process here so you have some smarts, and then the world might be a different place, might it not? Anyway, such is life. That's not how it works. But anyway, we got these young and dumb, altruistic young kids here in this lot, cleaning up this lot. Yep, cleaning up this lot. Philly food forests and occupy vacant lots. I'd like to go down there and find out. I would like to go down there and find out if they ask the owner of the lot, if it's okay if they just commandeer it. Because I think it's 20 years. I'm not sure. But, you know, they say possession is 9/10 of the law. And since we don't really follow the law anymore in this country, they kind of just make it up as they go along. I wonder if you'd see an owner of this property say, well, gee, I want to sell this, and then have maybe Philly Food Forests or Occupy Vacant Lots, that group, have them go to the court and say, well, gee, look at, we've got some tomatoes growing here, and we've got some zucchini, and look at the condition of this lot when we found it. It's only right that the property owner continue to pay the taxes, and we continue to reap the benefits of it, what few benefits they will actually reap, because I don't think they're going to have too many successful harvests. But then that's just me, just this, you know, naysayer, just this so pessimist here, sitting here in the suburbs of Philadelphia. That's just me. That's all. What can I say? Yeah. Now, I wonder who's going to contribute to the growing of these gardens and the picking of the weeds, and who's going to be doing all the work? That's a question I have. Yep, I can tell you right now, I bet you that a lot of these kids right here, these three young white kids working in this lot, probably don't live anywhere near there. So I wonder if they'll be trucking in every day to help the veggies grow. You know what I mean? Oh, but it is a wonderful thing to have the delusion of youth. The delusion of youth, it does get us by, doesn't it, in life? It really does. I don't know. You can't take it sometimes. I can't take it. I just can't take these nitwits. I really can't. Now, here's another good thing. This is about illegal aliens, which, of course, hey, didn't Obama just sign off on a DREAM Act the other day? Hey, kids, there's your tax dollars going to work hard at work. And then all of those kids that they just signed off on the DREAM Act, well, I guess they're going to all be able to get to invite all their relatives to come and live here, too. Ooh, baby, that's a good thing. Because let's see, since the 1965, where they had the immigration laws changed so that the nation of origin of people who would come into the United States wouldn't look like any of the people who were there in the United States already, because we can't have that. We don't want anybody to look like the original people here. And, of course, I know there's people out there saying, no, it was the Native Americans who were here first. However, there are some studies that they found some flint that is native to what would be called France now. Of course, it wasn't France 12,000 years ago. But there's some flint from France that's here in the found here in the United States, these old little tools that could only have come from people who would have been from that region that we now call France. So perhaps the true Native Americans would have been people who we would call nowadays Western European in origin. And what happened to them? Maybe they were the true Native Americans and they got killed off, and the ones we call the Native Americans defeated them. And then more Europeans came over here with Christopher Columbus. And, well, we have what we have today. And so, of course, then in 65, when Ted Kennedy and Jacob Javits got together, oh, the good old boys that they are, got together and they decided that, oh, it's not good for us to have this, like-minded, like-moored, like cultures here in this nation. It's not good. It's not good that we're living in harmony. We need to have some disharmony. Let's have the unifying factors of multiculturalism come into place so that we can have disharmony as opposed to harmony in America, because it'll all be better then. So here we are today. Here we are. And so I saw this article in the paper about this poor guy, retired guy down in Philly, who keeps getting, in fact, he's gotten like 50 letters. Well, more than that, but he gets all kinds of letters from the Department of Revenue and for income tax assessments and that stuff, all listed, all addressed to men who have his address down there, but they're all men with Hispanic last names, and this guy that lives there is Sal Altamari. Yep. But all kinds of stuff comes there in all kinds of other people's names. Sanchez Perez, Samuel Torres, Luis Cabrera, Jesus Morales, and some 40 other odd men. And you know what? When he tried to get this corrected, of course, relying on the skill sets associated with many who work in our government offices, because, well, we can't fire them, can we now? So they have a job for life, no matter how incompetent they may be, or no matter how much of an I don't give a crap attitude they may exhibit. One of these people in the Department of Revenue told him, well, maybe you should just move. That's the way to solve the problem. Because we don't want to do anything like, well, we don't want to deny these illegal aliens entrance into America because, you know, they're doing the jobs you and I won't do, right? No. So, you know, they're just undocumented. They lost their paperwork. Yeah. Back south of the border. But that's okay, because with everything that's going on, we're eliminating borders anyway. Borders don't matter. In fact, borders are unjust. Say it with me, kids. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Borders are unjust. Borders are unjust. So it really doesn't matter, because as far as the globalists are concerned, borders are unjust, and it'll be all better. Everything will just be all better when we're one big melting pot of humanity, all living together in these smart growth cities, the new slums, the smart slums. When we're all living together in the smart slums, it will be grand. Yep, it's going to be grand. Now, but there is hope on the horizon. So I don't want anybody to be too depressed out there who happens to be listening to my show today, because there is hope on the horizon, and I'm going to tell you how I've discovered that there is hope on the horizon. That there was a survey, and this is, well, this is a survey from exactly 12 days ago, but I'm sure that nothing has changed except more hope is now on the horizon. That there is now an uptick in optimism. Yeah, there's an uptick in optimism out there. Did you know it? Did you know it? Well, if you didn't, I'm here today to tell you that the economy is finally starting to gain some steam. Yep. You want to know why it's gaining steam, really? It's because we are on a train track and it's heading for a cliff, and that downward momentum is actually helping us to gain a little speed. We're gaining a little headway because we're headed for that cliff and we're just about to go right off of it. So they're right. Yep, it is gaining steam. Heading right towards the cliff, and we are going off. We are going down. fact, it reminds me of that one Bruce Springsteen song. You know, we're going down, down, down. Yeah, well, we might as well sing. Right? We might as well sing. What the hell else are you going to do? You might as well sing. You might as well dance. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tonight the world may end. I don't know. Is that from Shakespeare or something, maybe? Perhaps. I don't know. But it's the truth, isn't it? Really? When you think about it? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tonight the world may end. Because if these pricks have their way, they're going to be ending our world for us. They really are. I mean, oh, the world will still be in existence. But any semblance of freedom of and liberty that we might believe we still have here in this nation, well, it's a going bye-bye. And it's on the road to hope, though. You know, here, it's on that train ride with optimism, that optimism train. Yep. Yep, that's what's going on. So, well, you know, what can you say, right? I'm going to just grab a little sip of coffee. You know, I was listening to this host the other day, this radio host, who was sniffling as she was talking. And I just wanted to yell at her and say, just grab a tissue, would you please? If your nose is running and you're on air, grab a tissue. I mean, now, is that difficult to do, really? And do you think anybody listening cares if you blow your nose or grab a tissue or wipe your nose? I mean, you can cut your mic. Blow your nose, and then turn your mic back on so that people don't have to listen to snot dripping down your nose as you are sniffling. I cannot stand that. If I had a pet peeve, that's it. You know what another pet peeve is? I can't stand people who don't wash their hands. I really can't take it. I can't stand people who don't wash their hands and don't go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands. They're disgusting pigs. Anyway, my pet peeve, sniffling people. And people who don't think it's important to wash their hands after they wipe their rear end, please, makes me want to puke. Anyway, on a brighter note now, I want to talk to you about what the United Nations wants to do with your kids, besides take them away from you. You can't make this up. Anyway, did you know this? United Nations Conventions on the Rights of the Child, okay? This is a wonderful thing, too. There's just so much wonderful stuff coming out here from the United Nations. It's just a glorious organization. You know, it's almost like, you know, Moses and the, you know, the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount. You know, we're getting to that level now with the United Nations. It's really getting to be a wonderful thing. They are expounding, they are spewing all kinds of pearls towards us, and we just must grab them. Grab those pearls, I'll tell you. Listen, I'm going to tell you what they're talking about when we come back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial.
In a world where corrupt oppressors and oligarchs have seized control of the populations, total tyranny is amongst us. The burden of humanity rests on our shoulders. The only way out is to expose the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Together, we are all one. Together, we are Intel soldiers. The battle for free humanity ensues. Join us in the fight. TheIntelHub.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill, and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S. U.S., Canada, and Caribbean. Email to voicemail. Follow me services. Multiple visual call reports. Dynamic auto attendant. Advanced ACD and call queue. Unified voice and fax messaging. And much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum three-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085. Or visit them online at DependableVoice.com. That's DependableVoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
In a world where corrupt oppressors and oligarchs have seized control of the populations, total tyranny is amongst us. The burden of humanity rests on our shoulders. The only way out is to expose the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Together, we are all one. Together, we are Intel soldiers. The battle for free humanity ensues. Join us in the fight. The Intel Hub.com.
Everybody, it's Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And many of you may know who are listening, and maybe not, but I'm on during the week as well over on RBN, and I know Orion carries my show. What days? Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I think. Jimmy, who owns Orion Network, Orion Talk Radio Network, is carrying my show. I don't know what he's got on Tuesday and Thursday. But anyway, you can hear it here, or and on the days that I'm not on, you can also hear it over on RBN. And I wanted to talk, what I started to talk about was the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, which essentially says that you have no rights as a parent. And, well, really, the child has no rights either. Only the ones that these evil pricks at the United Nations deem you will have. They giveth rights and they taketh away rights as far as they're concerned. It's just going to be wonderful. Things are just looking, they're just looking bright on the horizon. I can see why they say, gee, optimism. Optimism is up, right? Anyway, let's see. What are some of the things in this Convention on the Rights of the Child? It's a treaty which creates binding rules of law. It's not a mere statement of altruism. Its effects would be binding on American families, courts, and policymakers. Ooh, baby, don't you love it? Children of other nations would not be impacted or helped in any direct way by our ratification of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, which I do not believe that this has been ratified as of yet. I actually tried to find somebody to come on my show to talk about it, but I haven't connected with somebody yet. The Convention on the Rights of the Child would automatically override almost all American laws on children and families because of the U.S. Constitution Supremacy Clause in Article 6. Now, I have to tell you that one of the things that doesn't make sense, and of course, I think it's a miscarriage of justice, but that's not exactly the correct term. See, if you read in the Constitution anything that we sign has to be in pursuance of the Constitution, okay? And so any of these treaties that are signed cannot eradicate our laws, our rights under the Constitution. It just is illogical that the founding fathers would create a document that said that our rights are inalienable, they come from God, and yet they would say that these treaties signed with the United Nations can somehow supersede and take the place of the Constitution. They can't. It's a lot of crap that these people are pushing, and unfortunately, I think this group has fallen into it as well. However, the standard operating procedure now is so many different groups and people. We've all been led to believe that treaties supersede our Constitution and take the place of it, and they don't. Are supreme to our Constitution, and they're not. All laws must be written in pursuance of our Constitution. So these treaties that they've signed are all bullcrap, even though we're following all the tenets of them. Technically, if we were following the Constitution as we should be, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. There is no treaty that could be signed with anybody that can abrogate the supremacy of the Constitution. None, because any laws that we make and any treaties we sign must be in pursuance thereof. Anyway, the Convention on the Rights of the Child has some elements that are self-executing. Others would require implementing legislation. Federal courts would have the power to determine which provisions were self-executing. The courts would have the power to directly enforce the provisions that are self-executing. Congress would have the power to directly legislate on all subjects necessary to comply with the treaty. This would be the most massive shift of power from the states to the federal government in American history. A committee of 18 experts from other nation sitting in Geneva has the authority to issue official interpretations of the treaty, which are entitled to binding weight in American courts and legislatures. This effectively transfers ultimate power authority for all policies in this area to this foreign committee. Under international law, the treaty overrides even our Constitution. See, again, I disagree with that point, because if you read the Constitution, nothing can be made that is not in pursuance thereof of the tenets of the Constitution. Reservations, declarations, or understandings intended to modify our duty to comply with this treaty will be void if they are determined to be inconsistent with the object and purpose of this treaty. Now, I realize that our government is not following the Constitution, haven't been for, you know, a whole real long time. However, if the goal is to reinstate our Constitution, if you will, or begin to follow it, then these different treaties, you know, they're all null and void. However, they're out there and they're very real and they are happening, because our government is has been bought and paid for a very long time. Our politicians, unfortunately, if they aren't corrupt by when they get to D.C., they're corrupt in about 5 hours after arrival. So, you know, they're bought and paid for using whatever they have to use to get them to be bought and paid for, whatever persuasive power they deem necessary to get these people to be bought and paid for. But that is certainly one that you need to be afraid of. You know, there's something else I want to mention, too, before I run out of time here today, which I am. But I'm going to be joining Jimmy on his show for his 2 hours, the Jimmy X show here, Radio X, Jimmy X on Radio X. So, but I do want to mention the fellow I had on my show on Friday, Sam Blumenfeld, who is he's published several books, and he is author of Alpha Phonics, to teach you how to read. And it would be great for you to get this book. In fact, you can get it for $25. And if you go to my Friday's podcast, I have the address up there where you can get his book for $25. Even you as an adult, if you struggle to read because you were the product of our educational system, which has done a massively fantastic job at eliminating the skill set of being able to read, get that book, because it would help you even as an adult. But if you have kids, it will help them, because it teaches kids to read using phonics as opposed to the look say method, or they now call it which is word recognition as opposed to actually sounding out the words. They call it whole language. Look say is now called whole language. And I know I remember and something that I had read that by age 4, a child who has been taught to read by just memorizing words, like looking at pictures, would have a vocabulary of about 1,400 words, I think it was, with the alpha phonics they would have her vocabulary, and I'm not sure what the age was, four-year-old, I don't know, maybe it's a little older than that, would have a vocabulary of like 5,000 words. Because what this Alpha Phonics does, and I'm stressing this because I focus on education so much on my show because it's so critical. If you're not informed, if you're not aware, and the only way you're going to become that is if you're capable of reading and reading beyond a C-spot run level of reading ability, you're not going to be able to gather in all the information you need to be able to make informed decisions. And but Alpha Phonics, teaching someone to read phonetically, is sounding out the combinations of letters such as sh, as in the sh sound. So that helps people to be able to spell better as well. So I would suggest going to my website for Friday's show. Under the tab entitled podcast, you'll find a link to the website to get this book called Alpha Phonics. And listen, it's only $25, and it's going to be the best $25 you ever spent. I can tell you that much, because if your kids are struggling, and I'm sure they are, they're not going to have the reading skills that they would have using this method to learn how to read as with the method they're currently being taught to read with, which is this word recognition as opposed to actually being able to sound out and spell the words. Alpha Phonics, I'm telling you. Get the book. And listen, I'm not making any money for it. I don't make any money doing a radio show. I got news for you. I do this 6 days a week for free. Nobody's paying me. I'm just interested in the outcome here. And the outcome I'm interested in achieving is freedom and liberty. And the way that's going to happen is you got to have smart, slick, thinking people. And the only way one can become smart and slick and be a thinker is if you can read information out there and be able to put two and two together. So that's just how that works. So I would do that. I'm telling you, I really would. Plus, I got to tell you as well, which I've always said this, pull your kids out of public schools. Get them out today. Don't send them back. Just say, nope, you're not going to that indoctrination camp anymore, because that's really what they are. They are indoctrination camps. They are denigrating your children's psyche. They are hindering your children. The public schools are a big con. They were taken over 100 years ago. John Dewey was one of the scumbags who helped to get rid of literacy in our education system. It's not education, it's indoctrination. Really is. Anyway, listen, I want to tell you about some of my guests that are coming up this week. And there's a guy who's going to be on. In fact, I'm just finishing his book, which is The Shadows of Power. His name is James Perloff, and this is about the Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline. And he's going to be on with me Wednesday. And definitely, it's a very, very good book. He wrote it about 20 years ago. But CFR is still alive and well and helping to destroy America. So anyway, listen, everybody. I'd love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. And I am joining Jimmy X on Radio X. So stay tuned, kiddies, because we're just signing off with this one and signing on with that one. Listen, take care. Chin up. Have a wonderful day. Stay out of trouble, will you? And fight back.